This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we've been studying the dire prophecy Nahum announced about the impending destruction of Nineveh, we were introduced to these words of comfort. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him, Nahum 1:7. Again, in the midst of describing the devastation that would come upon Nineveh, the prophet shares the heart of God toward His people. Nahum 1:12-13 says, "This is what the Lord says, although Nineveh has allies and are numerous, they will be cut off and pass away." Then he continues, "Although I have afflicted you, O Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away." God allowed His people to be disciplined by Assyria for a time, but soon that would end. The yoke of their neck would be broken, and their shackles would be torn away. Hallelujah! Isn't that great? Nahum continues in verse 15, seemingly describing himself as coming to them. "Look, there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news to proclaim peace. Celebrate your festivals, O Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed." They were to commit themselves to be ready, so that when the time comes when they could go up to Jerusalem in peace to celebrate their festivals, they would be ready to fulfill their vows. Until that day, they were to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity as they trusted in these promises. If you'd like to review these messages on Jonah and Nahum, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.